This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is chairing the 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi. He will also chair the conference tomorrow. The 3-day conference, which began yesterday, is aimed at strengthening center-state partnership through structured and sustained dialogue on national development priorities. An inquiry committee headed by Joint Director General of Directorate General of Civil Aviation, Sanjay K. Brahmane, has submitted its report on operational disruptions of Indigo flights. The committee was constituted on 5th of this month to conduct a comprehensive review and assessment of the circumstances that led to the massive flight disruptions across the country. The report was submitted yesterday evening by a 4-panel committee. The hearing phase for the Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of the electoral rolls has commenced in West Bengal today. A report.
A total of 3,234 hearing centres have been finalised across the state. In the first phase, around 3.2 million unmapped voters, those who could not establish any link with the 2002 voter list, are being called for hearing. Voters will be allowed to submit up to 12 recognised documents, including the Aadhaar card. However, the Aadhaar card alone will not be considered as a sufficient document for establishing the voter's identity. The voter list from Bihar's SIR exercise conducted last year will also be considered as a valid document. The Election Commission has clearly warned that submitting fake or forged documents will be treated as a punishable offence. The state's Chief Electoral Officer, Manoj Kumar Agarwal, stated that the hearings are being conducted under strict supervision by more than 4,500 micro-observers. Apart from authorised personnel such as the ERO, AERO, BLO and observers, no one will be allowed inside the hearing centres. It has also been announced that photo documentation will be carried out at every center during the hearings. Sandipan Dashgupta, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
The National Consumer Helpline, the flagship initiative of the Department of Consumer Affairs, has facilitated refunds amounting to 45 crore rupees across 31 sectors. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution informed that the initiative has addressed over 67,000 consumer grievances in the last 8 months. It added that with over 39,000 grievances, the e-commerce sector recorded the highest number of grievances and refunds, resulting in refunds of 32 crore rupees. In Kerala, the Mandala Puja, the most important ritual of Mandala season, was performed at the hill shrine of Sabarimala Sri Dharmasastha Temple today. With controlled pilgrim numbers, devotees were able to have darshan of Lord Ayyappa, adorned in Thanga Anki, the golden attire. More from our Thiruvananthapuram correspondent.
The 41-day Mandala pilgrimage season at Sabarimala in Kerala will conclude with the closing of the temple doors at 11 p.m. tonight. The shrine will reopen at 5 p.m. on 30th December for the Magaravilakku season. Key rituals include Erimeli Petathullal on January 11, the Thiruvabharana procession from Pandalam on January 12, and Magaravilakku celebrations on January 14. Darshan during the Magaravilakku season is also being regulated through the virtual queue system along with limited spot booking as per official guidelines. Smithy M. Pallurithi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
The 359th birth anniversary of Sri Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj, the founder of Khalsa Panth, is being observed at Takht Sri Harmandir Sahib at Patna Sahib, Sri Harmandir Sahib in Amritsar, and across Punjab and other parts of the country today. Several religious events across the country and abroad, including at Sri Harmandir Sahib in Amritsar, are going on to commemorate not only birth anniversary of the 10th Sikh Guru, but also the martyrdom of his Sahibzadas and mother as well. Indian all-rounder Deepti Sharma broke multiple records during the 30-20 against Sri Lanka in Thiruvananthapuram. With a spell of 3 for 18, she surpassed Australian legend Elise Perry to become the third highest wicket taker in women's international cricket, claiming 333 wickets overall. In T20 internationals, Deepti became the first Indian across men's and women's cricket to reach 150 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.